This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Speaking of the Northern Plains, it's winter. It's where we live. But it's been an especially challenging winter for so many of you. I just see these weather forecasts. I see the additional snow. I see the Canadian Arctic air on its way with wind gusts of 30 miles an hour coming our way. So, you know, the drifting snow will continue. The poor visibility will continue. The very, 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 very cold temperatures will continue. Did I see right that we're talking 50 degrees below zero on Thursday and Friday?
I saw below 40 below, so, well, I suppose. I mean, within reach.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tend to not really just pay a lot of attention to the details. Just, okay, what do I need to know? And what right now I need to know is it's going to be cold, and there's probably going to be some snow, and, you know, travel not exactly perfect. So.
But after we get past this weekend, there's some moderation. By midweek next week, we may start to see some stuff above freezing.
Ever the optimist, Todd, the radio god Mitchell, right there, folks. Exactly right. We want to waste no time on this program today and get right to the question posed and hopefully question answered by you. What's on your mind? That's as simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. Now, on the program today, Cody Schultz will be here, Morton County Commissioner. He is the chair of the Morton County Commission. Chris Berg is checking in throughout the legislative session. He and I are we're bantering back and forth on all of the issues of the day. And we're going to talk a little bit about something I'll mention here in a minute as well. And what else do we have? Mark Wagner is going to be back today from ND Estate Services. Wealth of information from Mark on how to avoid the family squabbles and make sure that the estate is done well. And he's just a good resource. We're going to try and do more of that in 2017 for you, where obviously we do what we do, and that is address the news of the day and let you have a say about it. But we're also going to seek out some experts on things that can improve your life, the things that impact your life, and always looking to do that. So we'll be doing that again today with Mr. Mark Wagner on the program today, okay? So let's get to it here. Did you? Here's a question I have for you, and whether this is on your mind or not, you can throw me anything today that's on your mind. And we started down a path with a caller yesterday that was saying, sometimes I want to talk about something that you're not talking about. And what do we always say, Todd? We remind them the name of the show is What's On Your Mind. So there's really no
called What's On Scott's Mind.
Yeah, it's the limitation really is only put there by yourself as to what topics are here on the program. So know that we are here to serve you. If you have something you're trying to get on, trying to get attention for, you want to dig into, then please just call and tell us what that is. In other words, well, you're talking about Dakota Access Pipeline and I don't care. All right, the show's called What's On Your Mind. What do you care about? Dial the phone, send a text, send an email, and tell us. All right? So it's I'm not trying to be cute, but that's just that's the honest truth. That's what we're here for. So don't let what the current discussion is dissuade you from weighing in. Okay? Now, if we're talking to Cody Schultz, the Morton County Commissioner, and you want to talk about one of Donald Trump's appointments, that might not be appropriate. So if there's obviously a guest on and we're talking about a particular topic, please call the program and ask any questions you might have germane to the topic, but when there's not a guest, it's anything goes. All right, so just a little programming note there as well. And when you call Manny, he loves hearing from you. Just tell him what your name is, where you're calling from, and what it is that you want to cover. I want to talk to Scott about blank. He gets you right in the queue, and you'll be ready to go. Yesterday, the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services, Morton County Sheriff's Department, informed with some data from the State Game and Fish Department and Stockman's Association as well, crunched some numbers on a snapshot of the resources and costs that have been diverted from normal operations to support state and local response to ensure public safety and law and order in Morton County and in the Bismarck region due to the protest events and related illegal activity since August 10th of 2016. And the number that really jumps off, there's a lot of things. I'll just go through these quickly because one of them in here prompts a question from me, of you. First of all, the days of support is 153. You heard us take to the airwaves every day for most of the last 153 to tell you, here's how many days in we are. This is how long this has gone on. The hours of response support is over 180,000. The in-state agencies providing support are 91. The various states that are providing support, 9. Out-of-state agencies providing support, 33. Number of arrests to date, 581. Number of protesters arrested, 556. Here's my all-time favorite stat on this whole situation. 94.5% of the arrestees are from out-of-state. 94.5%. The number of arrestees with prior criminal records is nearly one-third, it's about one-third exactly, actually, of the arrests. About a third, these are people that have been there, done that, have done other things. The number of livestock, one more stat on the arrest. Number of arrestees with history of violence, 25. Bad actors. Number of livestock killed, missing, or injured as of January 6th. Killed 10, missing 32. Number of poaching investigations tied to the protest area, 3. Number of abandoned cars and structures on the protest camp, 50 to 75. And here is the really big number. The state and local cost to taxpayers, as of just a couple of days ago, $22.3 million. $22.3 million. Here's my question. Who should be responsible for that? As the taxpayers of North Dakota, who do you want to pay that tab? Now, if we're in Cass County in Fargo, and there is a situation related to a standoff, a siege, whatever, some criminal activity, you know, we all pay tax dollars, so that can ultimately be paid. And law enforcement responds, and it's covered. This is a little different for two reasons. One, the federal government allowed this to happen for most of those 150 days because the staging area allowed for this was federal land that they didn't enforce. They opted to be politically correct. So they own a lot of this. Second of all, you heard that stat about 95% of arrestees being from out of state. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, in a good way, had Native American support from around the country in that, you know, you had a historic meeting of these tribes from all over the country that brought them here. On the other hand, the bad of that was some of those people chose to engage in illegal activity and were arrested. So, Earth Justice, keep it in the ground. Some of these other entities that they decided to tie themselves to, invited a criminal element here. Governor Jack Dalrymple, in an answer to me in a press conference, said, yes, when I asked, will the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe be held responsible for the cost of this? And he said, yes. Now, how? Don't know the answer to that. But there's really two questions here. One is, who's responsible? Who do you as taxpayers want held responsible for that? You have now a new chairman of the Indian Affairs Committee in Senator John Hoeven. You have Senator Heidi Heitkamp on the Indian Affairs Committee. The two, in my mind, are perfectly equipped to make sure two things happen. One, the federal government pay, because they're senators. And Senator Heidi Heitkamp has been really, really, almost embarrassingly so, out of touch with this whole situation. I mean, really bad. Really bad. And I think it's a political problem for her, so she just opts out altogether. And, I mean, really checked out. AWOL, nowhere to be found. Be a good way for her to redeem, some sense of responsibility here to broker some of this deal. But, you know, if the Republican senator and the Democratic senator are going to the federal government saying, you pay, if two members, the chair and a member of the Indian Affairs Committee, go to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and say, really, you got to do this, not only for just the monetary reimbursement, but also, in my mind, just be a good neighbor. You invite somebody here that does that, then there has to be some responsibility. Am I right, wrong? Who do you want to pay? Please tell me.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
What's on your mind, Carson Wentz? We found out. It's a hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And an Olhausen pool table and patio furniture and all kinds of great things. Game tables from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Carson Wentz is a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And today, you get a chance to find out firsthand from Carson just how much he loves his Hot Spring Spa. Let's chat with him.
Now, it's a good thing when you take a few hits in a game that you get to slip into a Hot Spring Spa after the tough game. How's that been?
It's been awesome. The spa that I got, I was actually telling my brother, and the Jets are about as powerful as I've ever felt in a spa. It's pretty cool to be able to sit in there and, you know, the day after the game and just kind of help my body recover. It's been really good for that.
Tell us about how you picked Hot Spring Spas. I think you visited one of their showrooms. How'd the visit go?
Yeah, it went really well. You know, I got a chance to meet Vince and Ben. You know, I could just tell they knew a lot about their products and they cared about what I was interested in. And overall, just a really positive experience. And I went away there feeling very confident to shop there again.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Do what Carson Wentz did. Come on in. Talk to the good folks at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. They'll answer every question. Make sure you have the knowledge you need to make the right decision on what to buy. You'll find Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Minot on 83. It's Broadway, just south of Ryan Chevrolet. In front of Kmart in Grand Forks on South Washington. In front of Sam's Club in Bismarck. And next to Spitfire in West Fargo on 13th Avenue South. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Heels and, get to it. Back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Cody Schultz coming here, Morton County Commissioner at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get his take on this as well. Just a quick heads up, Craig Hedlund will be here. Who is a state representative? in the North Dakota legislature. Congressman Kevin Cramer's weekly talk radio town hall. He got a lot of interesting committee assignments. A lot going on in Kevin's world these days. Quoted almost regularly in a lot of national publications about, you know, his link to the Trump administration and in Congress. And there's a lot going on. I read three different pieces on Kevin last night. They were really good. We're going to talk on Thursday with Mark Sunlov, who's with the State Historical Society of North Dakota Museum Division Director. There's an article, I mentioned this briefly, I actually heard about it from a listener who called into Energy Matters last week, that there was a plan for the State Historical Society to ultimately display some things related to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, and they were putting out a call for burned out cars or other, you know, artifacts from protesters. And it just seemed really tacky to me. For one, I don't want the State Historical Society spending a penny, not a penny, to somehow glorify is probably not the word because I don't know that they're out to glorify, but for one, it's just too soon, right? I mean, I'm not suggesting there is not some history that, that happened there, you know, specifically related to the gathering of the tribes and whatnot. But this, I don't know. I don't know what you think of that, but I'm not real keen on that being a project of our State Historical Society. So we're going to talk about that. Friday, Doug Burgum will join us, the governor of the great state of North Dakota, about a number of things that are happening in the news. A lot going on this week, I think, behind the scenes, and maybe we'll know more overtly about plans to get, plans to get the plan and all of the work underway to clear out the Dakota Access Pipeline protest site that's on the core land along the Cannonball River to avoid that ecological disaster. So we'll be hearing more about that coming up as well. Okay? So, Todd, I understand we got a text from somebody here about a Lauren Donovan piece in the Bismarck Tribune. And in it, Chairman Dave Archambault is quoted. I'm not following what they're, I don't know if this is a quote or if this is the texter. It says, quote, Archambault made requests following the Corps' announcement December 4th. They will not provide the easement while it recommended a complete environmental impact statement and a review of alternate routes, including one originally posed 10 miles north of Bismarck. Oh, my Lord. Okay, so maybe what they're getting at, if that's the exact quote, that a review of alternate routes be included, including the one 10 miles north of Bismarck. I mean, if that's a new comment from Dave Archambault, if that isn't something that's been around for a while, I maybe she's going back and quoting something in the December 4th.
No, that's right. It's December 4th is what that goes back to.
Okay. When was it in the paper?
Front page today.
Front page today, and in it she's quoting the request of the Corps from December 4th asking for the alternative routes.
Right.
Is that what we're saying?
Yep.
Okay, so what's the news here from Lauren Donovan?
Well, the briefs were filed Friday in U.S. District Court in Washington. Now, why it's on the front page of the Tuesday paper and not, I mean, we had it on Saturday and Monday, but yesterday rather, but it has to do with the tribe and the Corps filing briefs in U.S. District Court in Washington Friday, asking the judge to dismiss the suit against the Corps.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the company staged drilling equipment within sight of the encampment, and Archambault requested that they should leave. So, I mean, there is some news, I guess. They're moving stuff there. There was a thing filed in court. That's kind of the news. But, yeah, the 10 miles north of Bismarck original proposal, we're kind of reaching back on that one.
Yeah, we sure are. And kind of a popular one for them. Anyway, I was going to, I got a bunch of texts here to get to that don't make my blood boil. Should I read those instead, Tom? Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, you know, balance. Because if something makes your blood boil, maybe there are callers who makes their blood boil, too, and they want to get involved. But, yeah, if all we do is boil your blood for 2 hours, you'll probably be dead at the end of the show. So,
making America great again starts with you. You can show your community and your country that you stand behind America by replacing that political yard sign with a symbol of freedom, the American flag. Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com is waiting. that help you remind your community you stand together as an undivided nation with your own flag flying, and all of Jim's flags and poles are American-made. Don't buy the cheap ones from another country. Go with American-made. Show your support for America and purchase that very symbol, the flag, from Jim. NDFlagPoleGuy.com, American-made and proud of it, or call them at 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. All right, here's some more of your comments.
What the heck have we got going on here? Somehow I got bounced around the wrong spot. There we are.
Has there been any more info released on what's going on in Fargo with the Washington, D.C. cops and search warrant that is going on this morning? Saw the report on Valley News. No idea what they're talking about there. Should I know? You, Todd?
I don't know, but I'm going to start looking.
It's something happening in Fargo. It's Washington, D.C. cops, and they're doing a search warrant. So you find out what you can find out.
U.S. Capitol Police are on the ground in Fargo executing a search warrant in the city's south side. They confirm the action involves the Criminal Investigations Division. Maybe that's the reference there. Red River SWAT was called in to help about 6:30 at a residence near the Home Depot, 17th Avenue, 45th Street South. Not releasing details about the nature of the warrant or if any arrests have been made.
Or who they're targeting? We don't have a name or anything?
Right.
But is it, what's it, Home Depot?
It's a residence near there.
Oh, near there, okay. All right, let's see here. A few more. Standing Rock Sioux Tribe should be held responsible. When you invite all these people to our community, you're responsible for how they acted with the crimes they commit. Question, for all or some or what? How much? The feds do a piece. Standing Rock does a piece. It's going to have to be by the, you know, just like build the wall. You're going to pay it and then go send a bill to somebody. How likely is that? 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. You can text 701-226-8503. I just listened to Senator Feinstein lecture Jeff Sessions, the senator, on upholding the law in the U.S. Constitution. I didn't hear anything out of her mouth when the last two attorney generals did not uphold the law or the U.S. Constitution. Very sad. What a hypocrite. Welcome to politics. There's no other way to explain that. I agree with you completely. I'm not in any way disagreeing, but it's just how it goes. Another texter, Obama should pay that tab personally. Another says, wouldn't it be possible to recover funds from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe by taxing Prairie Nights Casino revenue? They initiated this nightmare. They must be held accountable, says another. Want your tank at 800-228-0550?
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hannon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Marie and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind. When you call us, by the way, you have an option to press 1 and leave a message or 2 to chat with us live on the air. We love visiting with you and allowing your questions of our guests. But if you just want to make your comment, tell us what's on the mind and get that off your chest, you can easily do that too. 800-228-0550, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Put this in your speed dial. The number is 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, okay? You call that number, and again, 1 to leave a message, 2 to chat with us live on the air, 3 to chat with our business office, if you like, because we love hearing from you. Hey, farmers, with today's low crop prices, your family can't afford for you to have the wrong farm and ranch policy. Your family can't afford for you to have the wrong policy. Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services works with farm and ranch families to protect your livelihood. He's seen the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to estate closure and death settlements with family, and there's no reason why your family has to experience that bad, that ugly, with your estate settlement. You know, family arguments, unnecessary taxes, additional attorney fees, probate court, all of that makes up the bad and the ugly. Not to mention needing to spend down your assets to qualify for Medicaid. That's a scary deal. Call Mark at ND Estate Services. That's Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services, 701-318-0908. Set up a free review. Or text a picture of your declarations page to Mark so he can look at the data and get you some answers. 701-318-0908. Protect, preserve, pass on with Mark Wagner, 701-318-0908, or online at ndestateservices.com. Mark will be here next hour, and we'll get another little expertise session for you today on the program to chat with that. Cody Schultz is the chair of the Morton County Commission, joins us now on our Newsmaker line. Cody, thanks for being here.
Scott, thanks for having me again. Greatly appreciate it.
We're going to start with Frank up in northwestern North Dakota. I had a question about something related to our comments earlier on the dollars spent out there. What's your question, Frank?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. I was curious if now would be an appropriate time to approach our state representatives about authorizing like up to 4 permits for casinos on private land off of tribal land and basically use that source of revenue to make up the difference in what we've lost with this. With the protests.
So I'm not aware where they're permitting additional casinos, you're saying?
I'm just saying is now the time to figure out a way to make it so we can get the state to authorize casinos off of tribal land.
All right, you're saying go to them and say, hey, we want you to open up a casino. And,
well, basically treat it like a liquor license where a private person could develop a casino, you know, and only allow, you know, cap it to, you know, pick a number and then just, you know, basically figure out how private investors can build casinos off tribal land.
Yeah.
and even that revenue stream to help balance their budget out.
Series of ramifications there, including impacts on the current casinos. So I'm sure it would be well received in the tribal community. I'm not sure it would be outside of that if folks want it paid that way. Any thought on that, Cody?
You know, Scott, that thought has come up. I know it's been discussed. I know even some legislators that had been some inquiries to them. At this point, I'm not aware of anything from a policy perspective that's being seriously discussed. As you mentioned, those kind of things have ramifications, far beyond just the current situation that we're in. When you get and start looking at legalizing gambling, statewide, there are regulatory issues. That's certainly a public policy issue for the legislature to consider and discuss, but I'm not aware of any serious consideration of that at this point.
How about just specifically the Standing Rock Sioux Tribes casino? There's a state gaming compact, and we have sources that tell us it is out of compliance. The state has yet to call for an audit, but they have the ability to do that. When we call Wayne Stengem's office about it, they say call the governor's office. And going back to the Dalrymple administration, they'd say, no, it's the attorney general's office, so it's a who's on first deal. But we know the compact exists. Is that a possibility that somehow a mechanism to pay going forward would be tied to the casino specifically at Standing Rock? Is that something you'd support, Cody?
Well, I don't know specifically about that. I mean, when we look at the protest itself, I mean, obviously accountability, things that my constituents are looking for, but that's tough to dole out. I mean, there's legal accountability, financial accountability, and political accountability. And obviously, when you look at the legal side, I think that the county and state are going to have to sit down and look at those things. My hope would be that we do that after, the response stage is over. I mean, we deal with the situation that's in front of us, and we look at those things after the fact. But frankly, I think, those things are on the table, but the mechanisms to do that, I'm not really sure of at this point.
So let's talk about that a little bit. We see some numbers here I just shared with the audience, and the number that really sticks out here is $22.3 million is the cost to state and local cost to taxpayers. 94% of these arrestees from out of state. And you've also written recently that the criminal element remains here, that there's still a lot of work to be done, and obviously who knows, as this was reviewed by the Trump administration, what that will bring from additional protest activity as well. Is it the time now to say, hey, somebody else has to pay here, or is it just you keep the clock ticking and you save that for another day? What are your thoughts there?
Well, from my perspective, I think that conversation, as it relates to the federal government, it's been ongoing and should continue. My position is that the federal government has a role to play, obviously, in the law enforcement response, but also in terms of financially reimbursing the county and the state for what I believe has been, dereliction of duty, so to speak, on federal law enforcement's part. They should have been part of this response to begin with. But beyond the federal government, obviously, we'll continue to look both for all the parties that have some accountability in this, whether it be the Dakota Access Pipeline Company or the tribe. We're going to look at those things down the road. But as it relates to the federal government and continuing to push for law enforcement help and reimbursement, that is ongoing. I know Senator Holden and our entire congressional delegation, as well as the governor's office, is helping us in that quest.
Do you have anything in your mind of what's a fair deal here as far as proportion to the feds or to Standing Rock? I mean, Standing Rock themselves, Governor Dalrymple told us, would be held responsible from culpability. And I think somebody then, after I asked that question of him, said, well, what about the company? He said, well, anybody responsible is going to be held accountable for this. Is there a proportion in your mind that is, a fair way to divvy this up?
Well, as it relates to the federal government, I think a large portion, I don't have a particular percentage in mind, but, when we go back and look at the issue, we're talking about it's federal from top to bottom. I mean, the fight is about a federal permit, a federal easement. This encampment is on federal property. So I think that a large percentage or a large proportion of the the responsibility for the response and the funding for that lies within the federal government. Now, I want to be a little bit careful, obviously, when we talk about the tribe. I do believe that, there's some accountability there, but we've been looking to start and continue upon the path of repairing relationships, and we'll do that parallel to anything else. But it's a fine line to walk, certainly.
It is, although I've heard a lot of people suggest that the only way you repair a relationship is ultimately to have some recognition on the part of folks that they've caused a lot of economic harm and disruption to people's lives here. And part of the accountability, the responsibility, the reconciliation would be say, hey, we recognize we're responsible for part of this, some of this. We're sorry. I mean, can you put something like I just laid out on the table and at the same time continue down the path of repairing relationships, do you believe?
I think so, and that's absolutely a fair argument, and it's an argument that I hear. I get calls from my constituents, daily and weekly, basically saying exactly that, is that, listen, what I'm hearing from constituents when they call me as it relates to the frustration and the accountability, I mean, it's pointed kind of basically in two directions. Number one is that the federal government, where are they, why aren't they helping, and to some extent also to the tribal council and Chairman Archambault. And my response to them is, we are engaging and those things will happen. One thing with the new governor's administration, I mean, we want to make sure that from the county perspective that we sit down and we communicate and that we are on the same page from the state and county government level as we move forward as well. But in terms of isn't that possible, Scott, of doing both of those things at the same time? Absolutely. I think it is.
And really, as much as that might be a little challenging, it's just something that obviously is truly, if your intent is repairing a relationship, going to be necessary going forward. Have you heard what I've heard about the state gaming compact not being in compliance right now? What is your sense of the financial soundness of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and big part of that is the casino?
Well, I've met with the tribal council and Chairman Archambault over a half dozen times in the last month, and that issue was brought up every single time. And I know that they are using the issue of the economic impact of the protests and the highway and bridge closure as part of their argument to those people remaining at the protest camp, trying to say, listen, you guys need to leave, and this is one of the reasons why, is you are hurting the tribe by staying. So in terms of the exact dollar amount, I'm not certain, and that hasn't been communicated to me, but what has been communicated to me is that at this point the protest is an economic drain on the tribe.
And the other thing I want to ask you a little bit about is, the bridge itself. I know, as you mentioned, they often mention that as part of the reason there's harm, obviously. It's understandable that the bridge would need to be inspected before it could be reopened, make sure it's safe. And, obviously there's costs related to fixing it ultimately as well that it would seem to me they'd be responsible for. Are they, is that an area? I mean, you just lump that into all of the above in the way of costs or, something specific that can be done there with the bridge?
Well, yeah, as it relates to cost, I think that's one of those things that ultimately when the tests come back, yeah, that'll be kind of lumped in with the $22.3 million that's been reported as cost to this point. But I want to make one point on the bridge, Scott, is that as it relates to opening that up, and I know that's very important to the tribe, and it's something that my constituents, I think, would like to see in the long term, obviously. But the calls that I'm getting and what I'm trying to communicate, that's a state highway. That opening of that bridge and that highway is ultimately the call of the state DOT and the North Dakota Highway Patrol. But the structural soundness of that bridge, in my mind, is only step one or condition one for reopening that bridge. And the next step is we either have to have federal law enforcement, some sort of law and order.
Good point. Hold that thought, if you would, Cody. We'll finish on the other side of the break. More with Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, coming up.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's time to save you money with Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. You tell them Scott sent you, they'll take 11% off the price. 11%. Look at this deal right here. About a $159,000 item. It's a 2012 New Holland T8 390 with 968 hours. Sharp tractor, 340 horsepower. Loaded up. 18-speed Ford, 4-speed reverse, 3-point quick hitch. All Michelin tires, 11% off. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com or call 218-233-3700.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars, I can't say no, 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And, of course, all day, every day, the PetroServe USA famous special, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. 4 items for $4 all day, every day. The best buys in apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, 2, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton, and Valley, Derry, and Grand Forks. East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
What's on your mind? We do have a little more detail now related to this U.S. Capitol Police in Fargo this morning. They've arrested a man wanted for making threats against members of North Dakota's congressional delegation. Dave Todd, Police Chief Fargo, quoted as saying the threats were made against the state's U.S. senators and other law enforcement sources. He's aware of several threats against members of North Dakota's congressional delegation in recent weeks. Capitol Police, with the assistance from Red River Valley SWAT, used a search warrant and made an arrest at the suspect's South Fargo home. So you know what we know. Now that's the scoop. Thank you. So somebody texted about that earlier, and now we got a little more detail for you. Back on the program, brought to you by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA is the place where you get the 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. That is the two cookies and the 20-ounce drink, yours all day, every day. Four. Are you ready for this? $4. 4 for $4. A great deal. They have Valley Dairy stores up in Grand Forks now, too, part of the PetroServe USA family. They're, of course, Bismarck, Mandan, Valley City, Castleton, Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead. I find them over in Dilworth, up in Wapiton, Grafton. They're down in Arthur. They're in Bemidji. They're in Wapiton. So a lot of places. Also, the Godiva chocolate bars are only 89 cents. Those are really good ones. All month long, Mars candy bars, 89 cents, too. Back with Cody Schultz, Morton County Commission Chair. So you were telling us concerns on the bridge. One, is it safe to, you know, to be reopened? Two, is it secure? What's explain the other condition to reopening the bridge in your mind?
Well, from the county's perspective, Scott, both from a public policy perspective and a law enforcement perspective, our recommendation to the state is going to be please not open this bridge until one of two conditions is accomplished. Either there is federal law enforcement introduced into that camp, whether it's BIA or federal marshals. We know there's a lot of unlawful activity happening there. It's happening daily. So we need some law enforcement presence, or simply that camp is evacuated, that people are outside of that camp. But we can't have conditions going back to the way they were September and October, where individuals were coming out of those camps, trespassing, vandalizing private property, and farmers and ranchers and residents that live down there are saying, you know, please don't put us in a condition where we're back to where we were. So from our perspective, that those are conditions for bridge opening just as much as the structural integrity is.
And part of the concerns are obviously the protest camp. Back to the ecological disaster and the concerns there. What is your sense of everybody's agreement? I've noticed some of the social media things this weekend, Standing Rock Rising and Dallas Goldtooth and some of the more, you know, well-known agitators that love social media and talking trash, if you will, on social media. We're singing a little bit of a kumbaya message that, hey, we got to do this. We got to do this, and we're going to figure out where we're going to go, but we got to get out of there. Is there a growing consensus, even among the lawbreakers, the protesters, that they need to cooperate here?
To some extent, I believe, Scott. You know, I know that, you know, the tribal council, some of the folks that were there protesting, and those that whose primary motivation was the environmental concerns, those are the folks that are now moving or getting to the point of moving, but our analysis is that there's going to be a contingent that just is not going to want to move under any conditions, but that contingent is getting smaller and smaller. Most recent estimates is there's about 750 people still in that camp, you know, during the daytimes anyway. I don't know what that contingent is that's not going to leave, but we believe that there is a smaller group of that is not going to leave, but there is a growing consensus to at least get to higher ground. Generally, I think there's some land set aside near the Cannonball, city of Cannonball. I know that's being considered in terms of moving to that point, but some consensus is growing, yes.
Now, what is the timeline in your mind that needs to be camped, going back to the ecological disaster? When do they need to be clear so you can begin getting all of the debris out of there, knowing that this is flooded as early as March 1 in the past? When does everybody need to be on the same page and going to work?
Well, I would say no later than the 1st of February. We have to have, you know, people out of there because there are just so many permanent structures, abandoned vehicles. You know, we know there's garbage and waste pits that are buried in that area, and it's going to take at least a month, you know, to get those types of things out of the floodplain. The other thing is this obviously is on a floodplain, and the conditions, the soil conditions are sandy. So even those things that are buried are going to have to be, you know, dug up, taken out, reclaimed, or with this sandy soil, when a flood comes, that's going to go downstream. So no later than 1 February would be my expectation to get people out of there so we can get contractors in to start cleanup.
About a minute left. What kind of a criminal element still remains in the middle of this right now?
Well, there's obviously, and this has been confirmed by one of the tribal council members from the Cannonball area, is that there's a great deal. The shelter that's open in Cannonball, they're having problems with intoxicated individuals, you know, drugs and alcohol problems. the percentage of individuals that we're seeing that are come up to the bridge into Turtle Hill, the percentage with weapons, whether it's knives or hatchets, is increasing. A lot more people are armed. The other thing is law enforcement indicates the behaviors that they're showing are consistent with methamphetamine use. They're seeing those kind of behaviors. So there is an absolute criminal element that remains. Also, it's scary for law enforcement, National Guard, but they've been doing a great job up to this point.
All right, great. Cody, thanks for your work, all the Morton County commissioners and a good group of folks over in Morton County in every department, hard at it. So appreciate the time. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott.
Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner. We're coming up on What's on Your Mind, your calls after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later, bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.